Testing.
Sorry.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安.
It's a privilege to be here to share God's word with you this morning.
今天我很高兴能够跟你们传讲分享神的.
Yeah, I'm a bit unwell, a bit stuck nose. Yeah, so a bit nasal voice. So bear with me for this morning.
所以今天他有点病，所以声音不大好.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we give you thanks this morning as you called us to worship you. And Lord, Father, let us continue to reflect on our relationship with you as our Savior, as our Shepherd, Lord. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen. All right, today's sermon touched on the theme of social justice.
所以今天讲题是关于社会，讲到社会的正义。
But social justice only gives us the context of God's judgment.
如果只讲社会的正义的话，我们只看到神的审判跟判断。
Now, it is not the main focus of the passage today.
但这个不是今天经文的主要讲的东西。
The main theme continues to focus on what God has done and what He is going to do with His flock.
这篇经文的中心点就是关于神做了什么和将 他要将做对他的羊群做什么？
For the past few months, we have examined the many failings of the Israel's political and religious leaders.
过去几个月，我们在探讨以色列的那些政治跟宗教领袖的失败。
They have betrayed their own people by submitting to their neighboring nations.
他们出卖自己给那些外邦人。
Now they have prostituted themselves before foreign gods.
他们也出卖自己来敬拜外邦的神。
They have betrayed God, their husband and lover.
他们也背叛自己的神，他们自己的丈夫、妻子，甚至爱人。
Now, what is God going to do with them now?
那么神要怎么对付他们呢？
Now, in today's passage, we see two imageries of God.
所以今天的讲文，我们看到两个上帝的形象。
God as the judge and deliverer.
一个是上帝作为一个审判者跟拯救者。
The second, the shepherd king.
第二个就是一个牧养的国王。
The first image of God portrayed here in Ezekiel 34 is God as the judge and deliverer.
所以这个第一个形象在以西结书所谈到的是上帝作为一个审判和拯救者。
Actually, the original Hebrew word for judge, sapat, bears the same meaning as deliverer.
在希伯来文里面，审判、判断包容了拯救的意思。
Now, when God judges Israel, He would also deliver them from harm.
所以当上帝审判以色列的时候，他也是在拯救，从危害中拯救以色列人。
Now, this is a side of God we do not often recognize.
所以这个是神的一面，我们通常都没有联想到的。
When we talk about God's judgment, we are immediately concerned with His punishment and the destruction of the wicked.
当我们谈到神的审判的时候，我们通常都会想到神是在惩罚那些恶者。
Now, of course, this will happen.
当然这个会发生。
But the more important purpose of God's judgment is deliverance and restoration.
可是最重要 神的审判之后是最重要，是他要拯救跟恢复以色列人。
In fact, some would say that God's act of deliverance is of a greater importance than the punishment of the wicked.
所以很多人说神的拯救比审判更重要。
Now, God's primary concern as a judge is to deliver His flock from harm.
所以神最关心的是如何 把他的百姓拯救出来。
Now let's take a look at some of the verses.
让我们看一下经文。
Verse 17, it says here, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats.
所以实际节讲，论到你们主耶和华如此说，我必在羊与羊中间，公绵羊与公山羊中间施行判断。
Now in verse 20, the second part, it says, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep.
然后在20节。 第二段说，我必在肥羊和瘦羊中间施行判断。In
22, I will rescue my flock.
第22节，我必拯救我的群羊。
And the later part says, and I will judge between sheep and sheep again.
我必在 我也必在羊和羊中间施行判断。
In verse 27, the second part, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of the yoke and deliver them from the hand of those who enslave them.
第27节上帝也说，那时他们就知道我是耶和华，我必救他们脱离那以他们为奴之人的手。
So God will be judging between the sheep and the sheep, the, between rams and the male goats.
所以上帝会判断羊和羊之间，和公羊和绵羊。
Who are the fat sheep?
谁是肥羊？
Who are the lean sheep?
谁是瘦羊？
The fat sheep and the lean sheep. No, I'm just kidding.
Fat sheep, lean sheep. Discrimination.
The fat sheep refers actually to the political and religious leaders in Israel.
所以肥羊就是指那些当时以色列的政治跟宗教领袖。
The lean sheep are those who have suffered injustice under the hands of these fat sheep.
那些瘦羊就是在肥羊之下被逼害受害的。
Now the fat sheep were taking advantage of the lean sheep by treading down on them.
所以那些肥羊在当时一直在践踏那些所谓的瘦羊。
So after satisfying their thirst, they would make the water muddy for the rest of the sheep.
就好像他们喝完水之后，就把剩下的水污秽再给其他人喝。
Now the lean sheep eat what was being trodden down with their feet and drink the muddy water.
然后瘦羊就吃他们肥羊剩下的食物和污秽的水。
Now this is the social context of Ezekiel in the times of Ezekiel.
所以这个是当时在以西结时代的社会写照。
Today we will label this social context as social injustice.
所以今天我们把这个情况称为不平等的社会。
The rich and the poor.
有钱没有钱。
The powerful and the powerless.
有权势没有权势的。
The strong and the weak.
强者跟弱者。
This social injustice has been around since the beginning of time.
这种社会的不平等的状况自古以来就有了。
As early as when Cain the farmer murdered his own brother Abel the shepherd.
最早的是就是该隐杀害他的弟弟亚伯。
Now Abel was a shepherd of a flock.
亚伯是一个牧羊人。
Cain cultivated the land.
该隐是一个农夫。
Now the first murder recorded in the Bible was the murder of a shepherd.
所以在圣经里面第一个记载的谋杀案是一个牧羊人被谋杀。
It was over an offering to the Lord.
是为了祭物而发生的。
Now one was pleasing and acceptable while the other was not.
一个是被神所喜悦悦纳了，另外一个不是。
So out of jealousy, Cain attacked his brother in the field and killed him.
所以因为妒忌，该隐就在田里面把他的弟弟杀了。
The field was the common area of work between the farmer and the shepherd.
所以田地是一个共同地方，就是牧羊人跟农夫工作的地方。
Now social injustice occurs in biblical times and also in present times today.
所以不平等的社会在圣经里面有记载，在今天我们也看到。
Yeah, but they appear in different forms.
可能他们看的是不同的形式呈现出来。
Now, from racial discrimination portrayed beautifully in Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird.
就好像有一本著作 To Kill a Mockingbird 就是述说了那个种族的歧视。
Yeah, Adolf Hitler's genocide of the Jews in World War II.
还有第二次世界大战，希特勒逼害犹太人。
And we look at the poorest countries in the world.
还有今天我们看到世界上最贫穷的国家。
Now CIA World Factbook in 2008 lists Congo as the poorest country in the world with a national GDP of only $300.
所以美国中央情报局把非洲一个国家刚果列为世界上最贫穷的国家，他们一年人民平均总值只是$300。
Now what some of us may have more than that in a week than this nation has for a year.
所以有在我们当中有些一个星期就是赚了$300，可是对那边的人民一年赚$300。
Now we see social injustice all around us.
所以在我们周围我们也看到不平等的社会。
Now closer to home, we hear of stories about family violence and abuse.
在我们当中，在新加坡，我们通常会看到、听到很多家庭暴力跟虐待。
Sometimes verbal and sexual abuse by parents on their own daughters and sons.
甚至父亲对孩子有那个言语的虐待跟性的虐待。
The homeless and the hungry are at our footstep, but we are throwing away food because we ordered too much sometimes.
我们也看到我们周围有很多无家可归甚至饥饿的人，但是我们还是把我们吃剩的食物丢掉。
Now, some of us may not think that individually and directly we are contributing to the problem of poverty.
可能不觉得，但是我们是直接有造成我们现在社会贫穷的现象。
But collectively, Singapore as a rich nation may be consuming more than we need.
总体来讲，如果我们看新加坡是一个富裕的国家，可能我们过度消费我们真正所需要的。
Yeah. Social injustice was prevalent during Ezekiel's times.
所以社会的不平等在以西结的时代是很普遍。
And God warns the fat sheep that He will personally rescue this flock, and the skinny sheep will no longer be a prey.
所以上帝警告那些肥羊，他会亲自拯救他的羊群，不再使瘦羊受到他们的虐待。
The second image portrayed here is God as the shepherd king.
所以第一个形象，我们认识到上帝的形象是他是一个牧羊的国王。
The imagery of the sheep and the shepherd is heavily used in today's passage.
所以今天我们讲很多的形象是关于羊跟牧羊人之间。
The Israelites remember well that David was a shepherd boy who became a shepherd king during the monarchy era.
所以以色列人很清楚地记得在君王的时代，大卫王如何从一个牧羊的小孩成为一个牧羊的王。
But here, the Lord God intentionally does not refer to David as a shepherd king, but a prince instead.
可是在这一段经文里面，上帝故意不把大卫王形容为一个牧羊的王，而把他形容成一个王子。
David as a shepherd, a servant, and a prince.
所以大卫是一个牧羊人，一个仆人和一个王子。
A prince will always be one step below the king in the hierarchy of the royalty.
所以王子永远是在比王国王低一级。
Now, I read to you verse 23, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them.
所以第二十三节讲，我必立一牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。
And he shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken.
我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王，这是耶和华说的。
Ezekiel, like his contemporary prophet Jeremiah, believes perceives Israel as a theocracy, a nation that is governed by God Himself.
以西结跟他同时代的先知耶利米，把以色列当成一个以神为主权的一个政治体系。
More specifically, the restoration of theocracy, the restoration of the true king of Israel.
就是重新把一个国家建立为，就是以神为中心的一个国家。
From last week's sermon, we learned that God is the ultimate shepherd king of Israel.
所以从上个星期的讲到，我们知道神是最终的以色列的王。
Now, even though throughout Israel's colorful history, we see the rise and fall of many shepherds.
所以我们看到以色列的历史当中，我们看到很多牧羊人被兴起跟衰败。
God may have even commissioned the prophets, judges, and human kings as his representatives on earth.
上帝兴起先知、士师跟王，成为他在世上的代表。
But in many ways, they remain only as God's representatives.
最终，他们还是上帝在世上的代表。
Ultimately, God is still Israel's true shepherd king.
所以，最终神还是唯一以色列的王。
The shepherds have failed the flock.
牧羊人有时会失败。
The kings have failed Israel.
王也会失败。
But all is not lost. For Israel's true king and shepherd was always Yahweh himself.
所以这些都不重要，因为以色列唯一的王和牧羊人永远是耶和华他本身。
Even though God is the shepherd king of Israel, he installs in office a human shepherd prince.
虽然耶和华是牧羊的王，可是他在世上他委任一个人作为他在世上的代表。
A shepherd and a servant like David.
就像王子、牧羊人和仆人这样，就是大卫王。
Now this does not mean that God is going to raise David from beyond his grave.
这不是说上帝会重新再叫大卫王从坟墓这样再走出来做王。
But rather to raise a messianic leader in the line of David's descendants.
但是在他的计划当中，就是在大卫的后裔里面能够建立一个救世的那个领袖。
Now the expectation of a divinely installed king like David is a long-standing prophetic tradition.
对以色列来讲，这个先知书里面讲的救世主，他们都是很希望看到的。
Yep, yep. Many Jews, even until today, continue to expect a Messiah in the line of, in the light of David.
所以一直就算在今天，很多犹太人还是期望他们看到一个救世主，就是从大卫的那个后世里面建立了一个救世主。Yep.
This human ruler will neither be self-appointed nor elected by the people, but chosen by Yahweh himself.
这个人不是自己自立为救世主，或者是被推选出来的一个救世主，而是神耶和华本身所指定的救世主。
Now, it is not surprising that the national symbol on Israel's flag is the Star of David.
所以你看以色列现在的国旗的话，它的中心是一个大卫的心。
The Jews believe that God will install in office for them a messianic king like King David.
所以以色列人还是相信神会拣选一个救世主来成为他们的王。
Now, this human ruler translated as prince in the text will also be a single ruler.
所以这个统治者还是被称为王子，所以是唯一的统治者。
Now, this reference to a single ruler brings to a vision of the two kingdoms.
为什么说是一个唯一的统治者呢？因为神要重新把两个国度结合起来。
Now, Israel on the north and Judah on the south, who had two kings during the divided monarchy era.
北边以色列国跟南边犹大国，在那个君王时代是由两个王来统治。
God intends to reverse this division.
所以神要重新恢复，把两个国家变为一个。
Now Israel and Judah will be united under one shepherd king, the Messiah.
所以他会把两个国家再重新结合成一个被一个救世主来统治的一个国家。
The prince in the passage will also be a prince among the people and not a prince over Israel.
所以这个王子会住在人中间，而不是住在以色列国之上。
The shepherd prince identifies with his people whom he governs.
所以这个牧羊的王子会很认同他所治理的百姓。
There is a balance between authority and identification with the sheep.
所以在管理跟认同这两方面就一个平衡。
In this way, David is God's representative and deputy among the flock.
所以说大卫是神的代表，住在人羊群当中。
Now, in this light, I believe the pastoral office is the same.
这样看来，教牧扮演着同样的角色。
Now, it plays a mediator role between God and his flock.
他们扮演的角色就是作为人跟神之间的那个
交易啊，
交通点。
Okay. Pastors must live among his sheep, grow up and grow old together with them.
所以教牧传道应该生活在他的羊群当中一起成长。
The pastor represents the flock before God and acts as God's representative before his church.
所以教牧代表在神面前代表羊群，可是 他也是神在羊群中的代表。
We preach God's word in human words.
我们用言语来传讲神的话语。
Our authority comes not from our own personhood, but in the vocation of the pastoral office.
我们的权利不是我们自己建立的，乃是神托付我们做的。
Individually, we are just like the sheep.
所以我们跟每一只羊都是一样的。
Take away our titles and our collars and our rope, we are no different from the flock.
如果教牧脱掉他们的那个教牧袍的话，他们跟其他人没有不一样。
But when we assume the role of the shepherd, we become their leader and their guide.
所以当教牧就是执行牧羊人的责任的时候，他们就成为领袖跟向导。
Now this shepherd prince will also be a servant of Yahweh.
所以这个牧羊的王子也是耶和华的仆人。
Ezekiel's repetition of my servant is in contrast with the self-seeking servants as portrayed in verses 1 to 10.
所以在这里以西结谈到的我的仆人跟在第一节到第十节所讲的那些智利的牧羊人的观念不一样。
And it recalls the traditional view of David's willing submission and subordination to Yahweh.
这边就解释大卫王当时就是愿意听从耶和华的意思。
Now, so pastors would be the modern equivalent of the shepherd prince.
所以现在的牧师传道人就是当时所讲的那些牧羊的王子。
Pastors are called to be servants of God.
所以教牧是神的仆人。
They serve God and the church.
他们服侍神和教会。
But sometimes pastors over time develop a strong sense of ownership to their ministry or church and start to govern it like a king rather than a servant.
但是有些教牧过了很长的时间，他们有一个很，他们建立一个很强的那个拥有的那个，就是说他们觉得他们拥有他们的教会的事工，教会是他们的。
Now ministry leaders, elders and deacons can also fall into the same trap.
所以教会领袖长老执事有时也会掉入这个陷阱。
Now this is my ministry, my church, my sheep rather than God's ministry, God's church and God's flock.
所以很多时候我们忘记这个是神的教会，神的工作，神的羊群，而是有时我们觉得这是我们的功绩。
Now I think today's passage is a good reminder for us leaders in ministries.
所以今天的讲道是一个对我们是一个提醒。
That we are all called to be God's shepherd servant.
所以我们服侍神的话是神的恩召来做他的仆人。
Someone installed into office to participate in God's work of restoration.
是神托付我们来做他在世上的工作。
In fact, I would even say that all of us are called to be God's servant in His kingdom.
可以说我们每个人都被召作为神，在他的国度里作为神的仆人。
We are individually called to serve God and His church and the world in our own capacity.
所以神都选召我们去做在世上做他的工作，在教会服侍他。No.
Even though we have election and nominations every year, it is important to recognize that it is God who has first called us to be His servant.
虽然我们教会每年都有选举跟提名，可是我们要明白，我们做的一切都是上帝在选召我们做。
Our work would be to share His gospel and to witness Christ to the world.
所以我们的工作就是要传福音，然后为基督做见证。
Now, what does the world look like after God's restoration?
所以这个世界会变成怎样呢？当上帝完成他修复的工作。
Now, the book of Ezekiel gives us a glimpse of it here.
所以以西结有给我们看到一些。
From verses 25 to 31, God describes in vivid detail of His restoration plan.
所以从25节到31节，上帝很清楚地描述他恢复的那个工作。
Now, God will first and foremost establish a covenant of peace, or a covenant of shalom.
所以最主要的，上帝必与他们立平安的约。
The focus again is on what God wills to do. It is encapsulated in the phrase "I will," which occurs several times here.
所以重点是，是神本身要做什么。所以这是从经文里面说，他说我必可以看到的。
Now it means this "I will." It also translates as it means a covenant in which there will be wholesomeness and harmony.
所以就是说。上帝说我必
No, this one、yeah.
哦、就是说在和平约里面上帝必有必是完全和和谐的那个
And shalom means more than just the absence of strife
所以希伯来文 shalom 就是不只是说没有纷争，而是有一个完全跟和谐的意思。
Now this covenant of peace is further described with three major changes in the physical world.
所以这个和平的约在这里有更进一步的解释，会看到三个改变。
Okay, A. Freedom from danger from wild animals.
所以第一点就是不再受到野兽的迫害。
B. Abundant fertility of vegetation and crops.
就是有很丰富的那个
crops，
就是有一个丰收，很好的丰收。
C. Deliverance from all human oppressors.
所以会被在一切不平等和迫害中拯救。
No. It is a world as God intended it to be before the disobedience of man.
所以这个是神创造世界的那个最初的意愿。
It describes the Garden of Eden at the beginning of creation.
在创世的时候，这个是对整个伊甸园的描述。
There is harmony between the animals and humans.
所以动物跟人中间有和谐的关系。
Between humans and God.
然后神跟人有一个很和谐的关系。
There is a harmonious relationship between men and women, between the land and man.
所以男人跟女人还有大地跟人之间也有一个很和谐共处的关系。
The land is fertile and harvest is plentiful.
那个地是丰富而且是很丰有很大的丰收。
In some sense, God sought to reverse the curse of the land with the promise of His blessing.
所以这时候神就是要重新应许，就是重新赐给那个应许的祝福跟恩典，来扭转那个大地的咒诅。
No matter how corrupted the world may become, the blessing of God is endless.
世界不论多么的邪恶，但是神的恩典还是 无止境的。
The promise of God's covenant of peace will reign forever.
所以神的应许、永久的祝福跟恩典，在他的那个平安的约是永远的。
And in many ways, we see these major changes already happening in the world today.
所以今天我们看到这些改变，在现在的世界，我们也是看到一点点。
Some wild animals are tamed in zoos and kept as pets at home.
好像在动物园的动物跟在家里的宠物。
Some wild animals are rehabilitated back into the wild, into the forest.
然后有些动物已经就是在在养了之后，就是把它们重新放回那个森林里面，给它们继续。
Those born to be wild will remain wild.But they will no longer be dangerous to mankind.
所以那个在野边 I mean 野生成长的动物，它们不会再对人类造成危险。
We see a greater respect and love and care for animals today.
我们也看到现在社会对动物有更大的那个爱心跟照顾。
Now even though there is still much workto be done in preventing animal cruelty and poaching.
虽然那些对动物虐待跟非法捕猎还是有。
Better facilities are created for animals reared for food consumption.
而且人类所食用的那些食物，我们都有更好的 设备去饲养他们。
Green technology and ethical procedures are slowly being implemented to make the world a better place for us and for our children and our children's children.
而且现在我们有更好的环保技术跟更人道的做事方法，就是把这个世界对我们以后的子孙来创造一个更好的世界。
Now cars are being made more efficient.
而车子现在变成更省油。
Now renewable resources and alternative energy are being researched and tested every day.
然后再生资源和替代能源现在一直是被研究测试。
Scientists, doctors, engineers are collaborating more than ever in designing and inventing better technology.
而在今天，科学家、医生和工程师在一起合作，来开发一些更好的科学技术。
A great collaboration is the tech movement, which I am a big fan of.
所以 Wilson 是一个 tech movement 的粉丝。
No, TED, which stands for technology, entertainment, and design.
所以 TED 是代表就是技术用于在娱乐跟设计的用途上。
It is a global conference gathering of great minds to disseminate ideas worth spreading.
所以这个会议在每年举行，他们集合了当今世界最伟大的思想家来传播他们觉得可以推广的思想。
Now it started in 1984 as a one-time event, but became an annual event since 1990.
所以他在1984年开始，他们只在那年开始，可是之后在1990年每年都有这个会议。
They've been around for more than 20 over years.
所以他已经在有20多年的那个历史。
They address an increasingly wide range of topics within the research and practice of science and culture.
所以他们谈了很广的题目，是关于在研究方面和实用科学方面，跟甚至文化方面的那个问题。
Now the speakers are given a maximum of 18 minutes to present their ideas in the most innovative and engaging ways they can.
所以被邀请的讲员，他们只给18分钟，给他们用最创新跟吸引人的方法来呈现他们的想法。
18 minutes, that's why they never invite pastors.
对，18分钟。
Yes, past presenters include Bill Clinton, Jane Goodall, Malcolm Gladwell, Al Gore, Gordon Brown, Richard Dawkins, Bill Gates, and many Nobel Prize winners.
所以演讲人有包括了很多名人，甚至有些是诺贝尔奖的得主。
Now I love their motto. Their ideas are truly ideas worth spreading.
我喜欢他们的格言，他们的思想是真的值得推广的思想。
Indeed, you could simply watch a short video clip each day and be amazed at how far they have pushed our boundaries.
所以你可以看，每天可以看一个很短的录影。你可以知道，你可以惊讶他们在怎么推广人的限制。
Truly echoing the words in Ezekiel, they rain showers of blessings to the world.
所以这印证了以西结在经上所说的，他们必降恩雨。
Now talking about showers of blessing, I would like to show you a video clip about an Indian man. His name is Narayan Krishnan, who has been called to be a companion to the forgotten.
所以现在我们要给你看一个短片。
Now this is for those who are not on Facebook. So let's play the video.
I finished my college here. I was working for Taj Group of Hotels Bangalore. I saw a very old man. He was heating his own human waste for hunger.I thought, what is the purpose of my life? What am I going to do? In a star hotel, I feed all my guests. But where in my hometown, there are people who are living even without food. I quit my job and I started feeding all these people from 2002. Today morning, we made venpongal and sambar.Ven pongal is a blend of rice and dal with a lot of spices. Venpongal and sambar was being made for the breakfast. And for the lunch, we made tomato rice and sabji. We fed the homeless, mentally destitute, and the old people who had been left uncared of the society. People are suffering for food. They don't have food to eat. If you don't give them food to eat, they will die out of human hunger. I cut their hair, I give them a shave, I give them bath for them to feel psychologically that they are also human beings. There are people to care for them. They have a hand to hold, hope to live. Food is one part, love is another part. So the food will give them physical nutrition. The love and affection which you show will give them mental nutrition.
Being a Brahmin community and an Orthodox family, there were a lot of objections. Brahmins are not supposed to touch these people, clean these people, hug these people, feed these people. Everybody has got 5.5 liters of blood. I am just a human being. For me, everybody are same.
There are thousands and thousands and lakhs of people suffering. What is the ultimate purpose of life is to give. Start giving. See the joy of giving.
Now, Mr. Narayan Krishnan was a chef at a very big star hotel in India, and he went back to his homeland and gave to his own people.
So, that Indian, he originally was in a five-star hotel as a chef.
So, he gave comfort to the people around him, and he is called the companion to the forgotten.
So, he sacrificed everything to care for those.
The greatest message of comfort comes from God in the final two verses in chapter 34.
神最大的关怀是这个今天经文最后两节所提到的.
I read to you, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord.
必知道我耶和华他们的神是与他们同在，并知道他们以色列家是我的名。 这是主耶和华说的。
Verse 31, and you are my sheep, human sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the Lord.
你们做我的羊，我草场上的羊乃是以色列人，我也是你们的神。 这是主耶和华说的。
I believe that the comfort comes from recognizing that God is our shepherd, taking care of us in our times of need.
所以从这里看到最大的安慰就是神是照顾我们的牧羊人。
In the first 32 chapters of Ezekiel, we see the horrific description of God's judgment of Israel.
所以在前面32章里面，我们看到的是神可对神判断的那个。
Now from chapter 33 onwards, the tide will turn.
所以在33章开始之后，全部改变。
God moves from punishment to protection, from judgment to restoration.
所以上帝从惩罚到保护，从判断到修复。
God is no longer their enemy, but their deliverer.
所以上帝不再是他们的敌人，成为他们的拯救者。The
house of rebellion will soon be restored to the house of Israel.
所以反叛的家会改变成以色列的家。They
will once again become the human sheep of God's pasture.
所以以色列人会重新成为神青草地上的羊。The
church is the embodiment of this relationship.
所以教会体现这种关系了。
We too are like the lost sheep of Israel.
我们就像迷失的羊,
but God does not give up on us.
但是神没有放弃我们。
God is our shepherd king who protects and redeems us with his own life.
所以上帝是我们牧养的王，时常保护，救赎我们，甚至用他的命救赎我们。
The covenant of peace will soon be in place.
所以和平的约会降临到我们当中。
Peace as God sees it.
所以这个和平是神所示的。
Peace as harmony and wholesomeness.
这个和平包括了和谐和完全性。
Peace as Christ as our good shepherd.
和平就是基督是我们的好牧者。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message of comfort in Ezekiel. That, Lord, truly you are our shepherd king. That you want and you will restore us and redeem us from our own sinfulness and wickedness, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, for the people who are under your care. We pray that, Lord, you continue to inspire us to give to others, those who are in need, Lord Father. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.